today we say hello to our listeners in the Archibald, Ohio area. One of their farm kids grew up to manage not the biggest farm, but the biggest telescope in the world. Today we feature a man who grew up on a peach farm and found himself managing a true marvel of the world on this edition of the American Countryside. 2012 was a tough crop year on our farm, but AgriGold was at the top of the class. Now, AgriGold introduces the Hybrid Series, the next evolution of hybrid seed corn. The Giant, Regional, and Limited Series represent AgriGold's unique and diverse lineup featuring their high-yielding giants. AgriGold's global genetic breeding program and knowledgeable agronomists help you grow more corn on every acre. I know because I grow them and see the giant results. For more information, contact your local corn specialist at 800-262-7333 or visit AgriGold.com.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. And at the end of the day, the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. So United Way is asking you to make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge now at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Humans have often wondered, are we alone in the universe?
Every radio photon that we gather when we're taking data actually goes to the SETI Institute for the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, and they run their algorithms to look for the signature of extraterrestrial life.
Bob Kerr is director of Arecibo Observatory in Puerto Rico, the largest radio telescope in the world. He says the observatory is active in providing the information to SETI, but it's simply on top of everything else this research facility performs.
The active transmission to outer space we've only done two times, and it was just more of a media show than anything else because it's not likely you're going to find anybody nearby to hear it.
Even with the most powerful radio in the world, Kerr says someone would have to be relatively close to hear what they transmit.
We calculated how far that signal could go and still be received by another Arecibo-sized telescope. And it's only about 15 light years, and that's, you know, there's not many. The closest star is 5 light years away, just under 5. So there's only a few stars that we could even reach with our powerful radio.
The roads to the observatory wind through the tropical mountainous terrain of Puerto Rico. But many researchers don't have to take those roads.
About 70% of the experiments that we do can be done remotely. So that's been a big change just in the last 10 years. So people can get on the internet from their bedroom and run the telescope.
The observatory is open to visitors where they can learn more about the science conducted here and be amazed by the sheer size of what stands before them. It is truly a unique trip for one to experience. Traveling the countryside in Arecibo, Puerto Rico, I'm Andrew McCray.